Welcome to Season 1, Episode 8 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about Paul's question, how will they preach unless they are sent? As always, we're going to be focusing on what the Bible has to say about this topic. So I invite you to test all things in light of what the Scriptures teach. So let's get started. After telling the Romans, whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved, Romans 10:13, Paul proceeded to tell them of the critical role of preaching in salvation. He said in the next verse, how then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? How will they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher? When Paul, the apostle who authored these words by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, needed to be saved, it was a preacher, a man named Ananias, who was sent to tell him, now why do you delay? Get up and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name, Acts 22:16. Jesus, despite appearing to Paul, then called Saul, on the road to Damascus in Acts 9:3-6, Jesus did not grant salvation to him there, nor did he speak from heaven to tell him what was required of him. Rather, Jesus said, get up and enter the city, and it will be told you what you must do, in Acts 9:6. Ananias was then sent to speak the Lord's plan of salvation to Paul, as we see him doing in Acts 9:10-12. Just as preaching plays a vital role in salvation, Paul indicated that the sending of preachers is also crucial. He said in Romans 10:15, how will they preach unless they are sent? We do not have the same direct divine involvement today as we read about in the New Testament. Ananias was instructed by Jesus to go to a specific location and speak the word to Saul, Acts 9:10-12. Earlier, Jesus specifically instructed his apostles to carry out what we call the Great Commission in Mark 16:15-16. Philip was specifically told by the Holy Spirit, go up and join the chariot belonging to the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts 8:29. This type of direction is not given today. So what is the sending that is done today to aid in the preaching of the gospel? As Saul and Barnabas were about to begin their first preaching journey, we read of two types of sending, the miraculously given directive from above, and the support that allows the preacher to carry out his work of teaching the gospel. We read in Acts 13, verses 1 through 3, now there were in Antioch, in the church that was there, prophets and teachers, Barnabas and Simeon, who was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work which I have called them. Then when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. First, we see that the Holy Spirit instructed the church to set apart Saul and Barnabas for a specific mission. Second, we see that the church sent them away. What does this mean? Did the church instruct them what to do and dictate where they would go? No, this is what the Holy Spirit had done. The Holy Spirit said to send them to the work that I have called them. So if the idea of Saul and Barnabas going out to preach originated with the Holy Spirit and not the church, in what way did the church send them? The church in Antioch sent Saul and Barnabas by providing the monetary support necessary for them to do their work. Once the field was chosen, Cyprus, Pamphylia, Pisidia, and Lyconia, Acts 13:4-14:24, all that was lacking for these two preachers was the financial means that would make their travels and work possible. Notice what John said about the support of traveling preachers. He said in 3 John verses 6 through 8, you will do well to send them on their way in a manner worthy of God, for they went out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support such men, so that we may be fellow workers with the truth. John said that the brethren to whom he wrote should send these men on their way in a manner worthy of God. This is the same kind of sending that the church in Antioch did with Saul and Barnabas. John said that those who engage in the work of preaching the gospel ought to be supported. This is not limited to traveling preachers that he mentioned. Paul spent 18 months in Corinth, as we read in Acts 18:11, but received support while he was settled there, we read about in 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 8. John's statement harmonizes with the words of Paul to the church at Corinth. So also the Lord directed those who proclaimed the gospel to get their living from the gospel. 1 Corinthians 9:14. When Paul posed this question to the saints at Rome, how will they preach unless they are sent? He did not imply that preachers are incapable of preaching without financial support of the brethren. Through his example, Paul proved that this could be done. He worked to support himself in Corinth, Ephesus, and Thessalonica while he preached the gospel. We read about that in Acts 18, 1-4, Acts 20, 34, and 35, and 1 Thessalonians 2:9 and 2 Thessalonians 3:7 and 8. This can still be done today. Preachers can continue to preach even if they must work to support themselves because financial support is not such to allow them to get their living from the gospel, as we see in 1 Corinthians 9:14. But when men who are committed to preaching the gospel must work to support themselves, how will they preach? The answer is that they will preach to the best of their abilities, making the most of the time that they have. Notice what Paul did in Corinth. And while he was, and because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them, and they were working. For by trade they were tent makers. And he was reasoning in the synagogue every Sabbath and trying to persuade Jews and Greeks. But when Silas and Timothy came down from Macedonia, Paul began devoting himself completely to the word, solemnly testifying to the Jews that Jesus was the Christ, Acts 18, 3-5. Prior to the arrival of Silas and Timothy from Macedonia, Paul preached every Sabbath, Acts 18:4. After their arrival, he began devoting himself completely to the word, Acts 18:5. This means he no longer worked with Aquila and Priscilla making tents, as we read about him doing in verse 3. How was he able to quit secular work and focus solely on preaching in Corinth? The answer is that he received financial support for his work in preaching the gospel. He told the church at Corinth, "I robbed other churches by taking wages from them to serve you," in 2 Corinthians 11:8. This is what he talked about in Philippians 4 and verse 15 about the gift that they had sent him for his work. Those who have determined to devote their lives to preaching, to the preaching of the gospel, must endure hardship and do the work of an evangelist, 2 Timothy 2:5 says, whether they receive support or not. But again, we go to the question, how will they preach unless they are sent? How will they proclaim the gospel without being able to devote themselves completely to the word, Acts 18:5? They will do so, of necessity, on a limited basis, as they also work to provide for themselves and their family. They still have the responsibility, as is said in 2 Thessalonians 3:10, to work or else they are not to eat. They have the responsibility, as we're told about in 1 Timothy 5:8, to provide for their own. That work must be done. And so the work of preaching, because of these necessities, will be limited. When conditions change and support is available that allows them to leave secular work, that does not mean they will fill their time with selfish pursuits, but with fruitful labor, as Paul said in Philippians 1:22, in the cause of Christ. So John wrote, "Therefore we ought to support such men," 3 John verse 8. Why? It is not just to make life easier on the preacher. Even if one is fully supported, the life of a gospel preacher is one of sacrifice and hardship. Timothy was told to suffer hardship in 2 Timothy 2:3 and endure hardship, 2 Timothy 4:5. Rather, support such men so that we may be fellow workers with the truth. It is good for God's people to work together in this way to proclaim the truth of His word. How will they preach unless they are sent? They will do so on a limited basis. But as John points out, we should support such men so that they can do more work in the cause of the kingdom, and we can have fellowship with them in that work. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others. Next week, we're going to be talking about the four C's of effective preaching. Until then, I hope you have a great week.